Hello, Marlon Sanders here, and welcome to The Overwhelm Cure, how to do the simplest thing that will work. I'd like to congratulate you on your decision to enter a journey from overwhelm to action. But really, this is about much more than simply increasing your focus and overcoming overwhelm. This is what I think some people may not understand. This is about finding the biggest payoffs with the least investment of your time, your money, and your energy. What's that thing that you should be focusing on or could focus on right now that would produce or have the potential to produce the biggest bang for the buck? This is what I'm going to show you, not theoretically, but actually how to visually see it, where it's going to pop out at you. I'm also going to show you a process for dealing with uncertainty. We'll talk about that in just a second. I have several basic things we'll be covering today. We have the cause of overwhelm, the 11-minute solution, the overview of the 4 weeks, and what I call, in week one here, the foghorn. This is my path to profits. It's really simple. First of all, you simplify. You simplify. I'll be talking about that a little bit more today. Then you actionize. Now, we won't be doing that today. We'll be doing that next week. You productize. We'll be talking about that as we go along. And then, of course, you bank the profit. Now, it's this actionize and productize and simplify. All three of these things, I think, are what really cause people to stumble up. And here's why. If you don't create a simple process, then it's hard to act on it. If you don't take action, then it's hard to get anything done and make profit, obviously. And if the idea of creating products or promoting products is too overwhelming, seems like too daunting of a task, you're also not going to take action. You don't take action, you don't sell anything, you don't promote anything, and ultimately, obviously, you don't profit. Now, you know, it's interesting on my blog because sometimes I have people come on there and say, Marlon, I've been at this game 4 years, 5 years, 6 years. You know, all these young kids are making, they're getting rich, they're making money. How's come I've been at this 5 years, 6 years, and I'm not making any money yet? I'm just going to go out and eat weeds. That's what my mom used to say. For those of you in other countries, I'm from Oklahoma, and we have a state in the U.S. called Oklahoma, and it's called the South a little bit. And so we have these quaint expressions sometimes. One of my mom would say, I'm just going to go out and eat weeds. So if you feel like, you know, maybe you want to go out and eat weeds because you've been at this game, and then you see these young kids come in and make a fortune, or presumably a fortune overnight, and you blame yourself for it, and you wonder, like, what's going on? How come you can't do it? Well, let's talk about that. You see, you got to actionize, and you got to productize, and you got to have a simple profit plan. Now, you know, the simple plan, that's really your marketing funnel. In other words, you plan this funnel in advance. So someone comes in on an opt-in, or they join your email list, then they're going to buy something, a low-dollar product, and then you're going to have some kind of marketing funnel to upgrade them to. I was talking to a friend today on the phone, and my friend doesn't have a big email list. I think he has like under 3,000 people, but he's been full-time in this business a year and doing pretty well at it. And, you know, what he said is, you know, he just creates enough products that when people do come into his funnel, he doesn't have a ton of traffic, he doesn't have a big list, but when people do come in, you know, they end up buying a lot from him. So when I talk about productize, that's one way to do it. Now, you do not have to create products to use this overcome overwhelm system. You know, you're going to identify whatever your biggest profit opportunity is. I mean, you wouldn't even have to be marketing on the internet to really benefit from this, although I'm 100% customizing it for you, for those of you in internet marketing, because that's the business I'm in. That's the business I understand. But here's the question to ask yourself. Have you simplified things down to where you can really take action on it swiftly, quickly, easily, without things being too complicated? Are you really taking action consistently? And, you know, I believe in creating products personally. Now, you can also promote and just promote affiliate programs. I'm just a huge believer in having and promoting your own products. But again, if you're an affiliate marketer, this whole entire system will work for you fine. It's going to work for you perfect. But again, you got to understand where I'm coming from, and I come from the standpoint of creating and marketing and selling your own products. So you got to actionize and you got to productize. We'll be talking about this more as we go along. So let's go get down to it. Let's talk about the cause of overwhelm, and without any further ado, let's just get into it. I'm going to boil this down and make it simple. Why? Because you can only take action on what's simple. I just explained that. Here's the root cause of overwhelm from my perspective. Not having a system to prioritize, actionize, and productize. Not having a system for that. And deeper than that, not having a model, or not having a model you believe in. Your model's your funnel. You're going to bring them in with this kind of, some kind of free offer. Here's the people. Here's where they are. You're going to bring them in with this free offer. You're going to sell this to them, and then you're going to offer this something the more expensive. The idea of a funnel is that, you know, you bring in all these people at the top, and then as they go down the funnel, they pay more and more money. Ted Nicholas, a very famous marketer, used to call it the ice cream cone. And the ice cream cone was a little bit different. He liked more the analogy of that, you know, people started at the bottom and they bought more as they went up. Either way, the point is people come in on something low price and they spend more and more money with you. Or some people do a reverse funnel. They try to sell the most expensive thing first and then they keep going down in price. But in any event, you got to have the front end, you got to have the back end. That's what we call our marketing funnel. Now, I'm saying people don't have a model that they believe in and they feel uncertain about it. You do, probably. If you feel overwhelmed. So you keep searching, you keep searching, you keep searching, trying to find certainty. Because see, if you don't feel certain, you feel like you want to feel certain, that there's this this cognitive dissonance, and you got to find a solution. And so you keep searching, keep searching, keep searching, keep looking, keep looking, keep, and you never feel certain. You buy more, you buy more, you buy more, you read more, you read more, you read more, you go to more seminars, go to more webinars, go to more tele seminars, read more email, go to more websites. You never feel certain. Why? Because you don't have a model for handling uncertain. You're never going to feel certain. You ain't ever going to feel certain. Now, you can be clear though. You can have clarity, not certainty. Clarity, not certainty. I'm going to show you in week 3 how to have crystal clarity. What's going to give your biggest payoffs to you with the least investment of time, money, and energy? And I'm going to show, it is going to be absolutely, positively crystal clear if you do what I show you. Or I believe it, I can't understand why it wouldn't be. I think it, because it's visual and it's powerful and it's potent. That's in week 3. So this is what I believe the cause of overwhelm is. You see, not having this model that you really believe in and this feeling of uncertainty and just digging deep more and more and more, and I just need more and more and more information. And ultimately, that doesn't satisfy you. Now, I'm also going to be covering in week 3 what I call the 11 minutes to freedom, 11 minutes to clarity, right? I call it the 11-minute solution. While it may sound like hype, you know, you got to realize it takes 3 weeks to get to that point. You know, it takes 3 weeks to get to the point where you can do it in 11 minutes, if that makes sense. But the great thing is once you see this, you'll have a change in how you see things forever. Forever. One of the questions someone had emailed me about this or had was, well, Marlon, isn't overwhelm responding to overwhelm? Isn't that a habit? Isn't that a habit that's going to take a long time to change? I don't think it's a habit. It's a way of seeing and being able to visualize your opportunities so that your best choice at a point in time with the best information you have at that point in time is clear. Now, we live in an imperfect world. You never have perfect information because you can't predict the future. You can't predict what other people are going to do. You can't predict whether people are going to buy or not. You can't predict the directions of markets. You never have certain information. But given the limits and given what you have and the best information you can collect, I'll show you how to get total crystal clarity on what it is you want to do. All right, let's go ahead and look at the overview of our 4 weeks here. So the overwhelm cure is not a 1 week thing. It's not a 2 week thing. It takes all 4 weeks for you to have the system, what I call the cure. You've got your foghorn. That's what we're going to talk about today is the foghorn. Then you got your buckets. The buckets are next week. Then you have the master matrix. That's really the guts of it. That's just the mind-blowing thing that is just, I believe, going to be a revelation to you. And then week four, we cap it off with systems thinking outsourcing and also systems thinking, which is going to open up new worlds to you. So now, having said that it takes all 4 weeks to get the cure, I'm only guaranteeing your money back, you know, the first 2 weeks. Here's what I'm guaranteeing. Between this week and the next week, you're going to have your mind open up. You're going to understand things you haven't understood before. You're going to see things you haven't seen before, and you're going to know you want weeks 3 and 4. Right? Now, I'm referring here really to the people going through the slide. People will be listening to this in the future, and you'll be buying the course as a whole, so it won't apply to you. But this is for the people who are going through this live. All right. But here's our overwhelm cure. It has 4 components to it. Today, we're going to talk about the foghorn method. The foghorn method. Let me just show you how this breaks down. There are 7 basic solutions that are part of the overwhelm cure. We have, first of all, solution 1 is called the backlog. This is the solution to having too many things to learn. The backlog list puts things in sequence for you. Puts things in sequence. So that way you don't feel overwhelmed because it's this and then this and then this and not all of this all at once. There's got to be a sequence. But it's got to be, you got to have a reason, a rationale to that sequence. It's got to make sense. Matrixes, solution 2. Pace of business is crazy. There's many things you could do. The solution to that is the prioritization matrix that makes your best move crystal clear. The simple solution, which is the answer to money pressures. You got to focus on the simplest solution. I'm going to talk to you about that some, at least today. Talk about it more later, but some today. Foghorns. You see, part of the foghorn issue, and you're going to find out what that is today, but it's the joy of learning. There's just so many things you could do. When you learn all of this, and I love to learn. I mean, I buy tons of courses. I love it. I enjoy it. Eat it up. Tons of things you could do. And when you got tons of things you could do, then it gives you indecision about what you should do and what you're going to do now and what you're going to act on. And you get stuck in the paralysis of analysis. And it takes really all 4 weeks to give me the complete solution to this, but part of the solution to this thing is what we're going to cover today, which is called the foghorn or the Pomodoro. Then outsourcing. You know, you run into a lot of technical things that you don't know how to do, and you got to know when and where to outsource. We're going to talk about that. That's really the week four. Outcomes. We're going to talk about outcomes today. No clear outcomes cause overactivity. You got to know your outcomes at all times. And then we have the last solution is the master matrix week 3. You have no way to sort potential opportunities, potential projects. Solution to that is use the master matrix. You're going to love the master matrix, by the way. So let's see here. We have our foghorn solution today. So let's go ahead and talk about the cycle of non-production. You start working on something. You stop to check your email. You see a subject line. You click the link. You go to the website. You see a banner ad. You click the banner ad. You're on a new website. Same thing happens over and over. You see a link. You see a report, something to download. You see something else you want to check out. 60 minutes later, your task is undone. How many times has that happened to you? Happens over and over and over. That's what we're going to put an end to today, but we're also going to understand how it happens. And I know this from personal experience. I do this all the time. You see, I love learning, and you probably do too. It's one of the great things about internet marketing. There's always a lot to learn. It's exciting. Learning all this stuff is exciting. But here's the issue. What's the outcome you get? You see, from checking out all those websites, what outcome are you getting? Because a lot of times you go and 60 minutes or 2 hours or 3 hours later, you've got nothing. You've got nothing to show for your time other than you found a bunch of stuff that may be completely unrelated to whatever it is that your outcome was. So we're going to talk about the solution to this today. And we're going to solve this issue. Pretty much today, I'm going to show you how to not have this happen. And it's not the total solution, and the reason it's not the total solution is because I'm going to show you how to not get distracted for periods of time. But what if what you're doing in those periods of time is the wrong thing? That's something we solve on other weeks. But today we're just going to talk about distractions, getting rid of the cycle of non-production, and then later we're going to talk about getting in the cycle of production. But first we're trying to get you out of the quicksand today. The name is Eugene Schwartz. The book was Breakthrough Advertising. Eugene Schwartz is a very famous copywriter. His book, Breakthrough Advertising, is one of the definitive books on advertising. Everyone should read, right up there with Tested Advertising Methods by John Caples, the book all the old-time copywriters learn from. And Eugene had this method that he teaches, or taught. He passed away a year or two ago. But he had this method he taught, which is what he actually did. He would get an egg timer and set it there by his computer, and he would write or just stare at the screen. Like, this is an interesting thing. It was a Zen thing. Like, he had a 55-minute or 50. I think for him it was a 50-minute period of time, and he had a 50-minute egg timer, I guess. And I mean, if he didn't have anything he could write, he would just stare at the screen. You know, But he could go surf websites. He couldn't do anything else. He could stare at a blank screen. He could brainstorm. He could make notes, right? But he just had to take what it was, whatever the issue was, and be with it, sit with it 50 minutes at a time. And it reminds me of some things I read about in Napoleon Hill. And I don't remember for sure Alexander Graham Bell. Napoleon Hill tells a story. But it was one of the very famous inventors in America who used to do what he called sitting for ideas. And he would just go there and sit and cogitate or think about an idea and wait for an idea to come. This is how Eugene Schwartz would write sales letters. He would sit there for 50 minutes of time, then he'd take a 10-minute break, then he'd come back, reset the timer, and do it. Now, we're going to do something a little bit different than what Eugene did, but I wanted to give you that background because it relates to marketing and it has marketing roots, right? But what I'm going to teach you is called the Foghorn Method, and you'll see why in a second. Here's the simple rules. You work in 25-minute increments. You take a 5-minute break and you come back and work again. During this 25 minutes, absolutely positively, you cannot chase rabbits. You can't do it. Now, let me show you why it's called a foghorn. This is a little timer called Cool Timer. And I actually have this on the next slide. I'll show it to you. But I just wanted to show you this. So you click options here and check this out. It's not going to play because I'm recording this in Camtasia. Maybe if I take this off. Hold on. Maybe if I turn on the volume here. Now, that's the foghorn. And I call it the foghorn because, now, if you don't want to do a foghorn, you've got other sounds here. A gong. That's the gong. I don't know if you can hear these sounds very good or not. But anyway, you get the idea. Now, this thing here that I'm looking at, it's called Cool Timer. Here's a picture of it. And there's the URL for it. And it's a free download. Now, it may be adware. See, I'm not 100%. I've not noticed additional ads being served, but a lot of these programs that you download for free, you kind of got to watch it because they serve ads on your computer. I've not really seen that with Cool Timer. I use it. Haven't. As far as I know, I'm not running any problems, but I hate free software. I really like to buy software because of that, because I like to know, you know, what I'm getting for my money, right? It's the best tool I know of. It's really cool. I'm going to give you an alternative, especially for Mac users, because this Cool Timer is only for the PCs is the issue on it. But, you know, it's what I use. You know, it's cool because you can just set your little timer, and then when your 25 minutes is up, the little thing goes off, whatever you set the time to be. So that's really why I like it. All right, let's see your alternative here. Oh, by the way, you go to that URL I gave you, and then there's the box, the cool timer. It says freeware. There's where you download it. It's right there. The next one is for Mac users, and you can use this also if you're on a PC because it's just a website. The cool thing about cool timer, though, is you don't have to have the website open, and I like it a little bit better because it's a program that sits on your computer. But this online stopwatch will work fine. Online-stopwatch.com. And it's pretty cool. So you just go there and you set the minutes. And then you push start. There's a start button. And then it starts the countdown. It makes a noise too. I'm not as cool as the foghorn. But here's the principle of this. I just want you to understand this. Because it's really not a gimmick. It's a real principle to this. You focus in for these 25-minute time periods. And it's very potent. For 25 minutes, you can't go check out websites. You can't check your email. You can't answer the phone. If something comes up, you got to wait to the end of your 25 minutes. Then you do it. And what this will do is it'll make you aware of your distractions. That's the number one reason you do this, is it just makes you aware of what's distracting you right now and how much time you're actually wasting by not focusing on the things, your highest priorities, and the things you need to do. Now, this is not working on your, quote, to-do list. We're going to get rid of your to-do list. That really happens next week. Next week, we're going to get rid of your to-do list. How liberating is that going to be when you realize you really don't have a to-do list anymore? We're going to do that. We're going to get rid of your stupid to-do list. But for now, we're just trying to show you how much you get distracted and give you a method to not get distracted. So here's the secret to never getting distracted. You use this little method here, this foghorn thing. It gets you to become aware of what distracts you, gets you to focus in for more manageable time frames, allows you to handle distractions between foghorn sessions. So once you foghorn, when you're 25, now you can do it as long as 55 minutes or 50 minutes if you want to be like Eugene Schwartz. If you can concentrate that long and put off distractions that long, I can't. Like, I honestly struggle to do 25 minutes a lot of times. It depends on the day. But a lot of days, this is one of the great things. That it's almost, you think, at first you think, oh man, that sucks. That, I mean, like, I have to discipline myself. And then really, what you realize is it's almost like it's not disciplining yourself. It's giving yourself freedom. It's giving yourself the freedom to produce and to focus on what's really, really the most important to you, instead of getting distracted by things that are less important or sometimes not important at all. You know, that's the beauty of it. So it's just a really great technique. Now, I'm going to give you a resource on this where you're going to learn more about it in just a second here. But let's talk about a foghorn versus a time box. And I'm going to give you a drop-dead killer resource that has a whole system laid out for this. Yeah, I'm going to get to that in just a second here. But let's talk about the foghorn versus the time box. Now, a project, we're going to be talking about this next week, but a project is a series of tasks that attain an outcome or result. That's what I call a project, right? So what you do is you divide your projects into foghorn segments, and you do one segment at a time. Now, one project might have 20 or 30 segments of 25 minutes each. And so you do one segment at a time. And they're all related because they all have outcomes and they're all working towards this big project. A time box is a little bit different. That's often something you have to do weekly or monthly. It could just be maintenance items. Misspelled maintenance here. Should really fix that. All right. But a time box is something, it's not part of a project. Sometimes it's not really a clear outcome other than it's a maintenance item and you got to do it. You know, you may have a time box that you work on for 1 to 5 segments during the week or during the month. Maybe something, okay, for two 25-minute periods a week, I'm going to organize papers, file papers, work on cleaning up my office, work on something else, right? And, yeah, there's kind of outcomes there, but it's very different from a project that has a really totally crystal clear outcome. Now, ultimately, whether you call it a foghorn or a time box isn't important. You know, the foghorn has a specific outcome to me. Foghorns are for projects. Time boxes are for one-time things, maintenance or anything, not a project. You put something you got to do in a time box to limit the distraction or to do it in chunks. Ultimately, though, the terminology doesn't matter. You don't have to worry too much. Well, is this a time box? Is this a foghorn? You know, what is this? You don't really have to worry about that. But whether it's a time box, whether it's a foghorn, it allows you to work without distraction. Like, I'll give you an example of a time box. There's a guy named Dan Sullivan. What he asks you to do is he asks people divide up their days into, like, I don't remember the whole, I don't really do this system, but he has, you do a maintenance day, and then a this day, and a that day, you know. Maintenance items are something a lot of times you have to do. But if you just do them, it's really easy to, you know, all of a sudden you're doing the maintenance, and the next thing you know, someone calls, and you're talking to them. And then the next thing you know, you're stopping to check your email or check out this website, and the maintenance gets mixed in with everything else. And before you know it, you know, you got a little maintenance done, you got a little this done, you got a little that done. Basically, you got nothing to show for your time. Instead of doing that, you take the calendar or whatever. You block off 2 hours, 3 hours, and you say, I'm not doing nothing else. You know, unless it's just an emergency, I'm not answering the phone, I'm not checking email, I'm not surfing websites, I'm doing nothing. I'm just going to focus on this and get it done the fastest I can so I can get to my higher priority stuff. The most efficient, see, we're multitaskers, especially internet marketers, because we're like ADD. That's why I do 25-minute foghorns. You know, we're like ADD. But that's what you do with these, that's what you do with maintenance stuff, is you stick it in time boxes. Other stuff that you got to deal with or handle, maybe stuff your family, your kids, or whatever, you stick it in time boxes. You say, okay, we're going to do this, but only for 1 hour, and then I'm getting back to work. Otherwise, that thing may just expand and blow up and get totally, completely out of control. So that's why you do time boxes. It's a box of time. 1 hour, 30 minutes, 2 hours. For that period of time, I'm doing this, right? So that's time boxes and that's foghorns. Now, let me tell you where you can find out more information. Actually, a whole ebook that's really incredible that you can read about. Here it is. It's called the, I guess, Pomodoro or Pomodoro Technique by Francisco Cirillo. There's the URL, pomodorotechnique.com. It's free download. Now, this is an elegantly written ebook, and he calls it the Pomodoro. Pomodoro, what? How are you pronounce it? That's kitchen timer in Italian or something like that. This is a great ebook. It's a free download. It is worth your time to download, to print, and to read. I mean, of all you got out of, sometimes that, you know, you've heard the old thing that knowing it's, you know, the surgeon charges whatever, the master carpenter, it's, you know, it takes 10 minutes to tap, but most or to cut or whatever, do whatever, but what you're really paying for is the know-how, knowing where to tap or whatever. Well, this is kind of like, there's lots of ebook out there about time management, right? A lot of them really suck. I don't believe in time management because you can't really manage time. This is more a productivity system, and it's just using these 25-minute, what I call foghorns, what they call Pomodoros. Brilliant stuff. Brilliant stuff. I want you to get this and download it and read it. And before our next session, before we get on to projects, and if you take this and you start practicing, and even if you don't have to do it all day long. But if you just do it some of your time, and you're going to get productivity gains from this. It's going to be eye-opening to you. What I found out is that my mind is like a jackrabbit, and even focusing 25 minutes for me can be really tough sometimes, especially on the computer, because you start surfing sites, you see leaks, click, 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 and pretty soon you got no outcome, and you've wasted all this time. Which is okay if that's what you want to do. If you want to surf and you want to just do that, that's fine if that's the outcome you want. We're going to talk about outcomes in a second. The problem is when you really have a high priority activity, an outcome you really need to get, and you get distracted and you don't get it done, and then you get you frustrated. So this is the URL, PomodoroTechnique.com. I promised to talk to you about outcomes, and I want to do that now. Because this concept of having outcomes, if you do this, can really change things for you. Can change things fast. And you may think, Marlon, you know, I already set goals, or I know what I want. Don't give me this self-improvement junk. I'm an adult. But let's dig into this. Let's just see. Number one, make sure you're climbing the right wall. Because if you climb really, really hard and you learn all the right climbing skills, you buy all the climbing courses, you watch all the climbing DVDs, you talk to world-class climbers, you take their seminar, their boot camp, you use perfect form and technique, and you avoid all the mistakes. You have perfect efficiency, but you climb the wrong wall. What good did you accomplish? Life isn't as much about doing things right as it is doing the right things. You see? So that's why we're talking about outcomes. Outcome. This is from the dictionary.reference.com. A final product or end result, consequence, issue, conclusion reached through a process of logical thinking. In this case, we're going to call it this right here. Final product or end result. That's what I'm going to refer to as an outcome. Get rid of this here. Well, for some reason on my PowerPoint, I can't get rid of those ugly red lines. All right, well, we'll move on anyway. Always know your outcome. Easy to churn away a to-do list with no outcome in mind. That's the problem I have with to-do lists, one of them, one of several. But, you know, you can have this whole to-do list and be working on it, working on it, working on it, doing stuff, doing stuff, doing stuff. But what's really the outcome of all that junk, right? What's the outcome of it? So you're buying another how-to course. What's really the outcome you want from that course? You're going to research some websites. What's the outcome you want? You're going to CNN.com, MSNBC.com, your favorite news site, FoxNews.com, whatever your news site that you go to is. What's the outcome you want from that? You have this little round of websites you go to. What's the outcome you want? You go to forums. Nothing wrong with going to forums, as long as you know what your outcome is. But just going to forums to go to forums to go to forums, going on Twitter, going on Twitter, going on Twitter for what? What's the outcome, and are you getting the outcome? It's no different than tracking the results of an ad. We're marketers here. Come on. You don't run an ad, spend money on an ad, spend money on ad, spend money on ad, never track the results. But we do that with our time. So let me ask you, from this month, what is the outcome? Did you set an outcome for this month? What's the outcome you want this week? What's the outcome you want from this course? See, we're gonna get down to specifics on this. Do you know your outcome? Did you select an outcome you wanted this week before the week began? So this week, did you select an outcome, one outcome, that you wanted for this week? Did you get the outcome? If you don't know the outcome you want,
then what are the chances you're going to get? If you don't know what you want to get from your week, what's the chances you're going to get? If you don't know what you're you want from your month, what's the chances you're going to get it? If you're going to a forum, doing on Twitter, going to news sites, and you don't know what you want, what's the chance you're going to get it? Now, there is a place for serendipity. Serendipity is discovery, like accidental discovery. So sometimes going to forums, poke around, you don't know what you're going to find. That's okay. It's okay to say, I'm going to spend 30 minutes a day going to forums, don't know what I'm going to find, but I'm pretty sure I'll find something, and I'm willing to time box it. I'm willing to spend 30, but you time box it. You don't just go there, wander around, Twitter here, Twitter there, go to forums, mess around, muck around, hope maybe something turns out from all of it. What's your outcome? Did you select an outcome for this month? Do you know what your outcome is for this month? Do you know what your outcome is for this week? When you woke up this morning, did you select your number one most wanted outcome for the day? Would you have a website without knowing your number one most wanted response from the website? Well, if you do, you're not. If you don't, you're not a direct response marketer. Well, I'm saying be a direct response time spender by knowing the outcome you want from spending your coin, from spending your time. Know the outcome you want. Now, I'm not sitting here on some high pedestal preaching about this. It's anything but that. How do I know this? Why do I know this? I've done it. Done it over and over and over. So I'm pretty much an expert on what not to do about this. To the point where I'm like, this isn't getting me what I want, right? That's the thing. You got to know what you want. It's a simple thing. What's the simplest solution? Once you know your outcome, you ask, what is the simplest thing I could do that has a realistic chance of obtaining this outcome? You don't start with complex or complicated solutions. I cannot tell you how important I feel this is. I happen to know some of the people on this call or on this webinar, this video. It's not a webinar, it's really a video. But some of you, maybe you listen to this right now. You're not looking for the simplest solution because you haven't defined your outcome. You're just doing a bunch of stuff, hoping things are going to turn out, or you're maybe not doing anything. You're just learning a whole lot of stuff, hoping one day, like, somehow magically, you end up being the next big success story. It don't go down that way. It don't happen that way. So you start with your outcome, and then you ask, what's the simplest solution, the simplest thing I could do? There's a realistic chance of getting that outcome. Now, this is critical, but it's also one of these things that's open to misinterpretation, so I hesitate to even talk about it. Here's why. Like, the simplest thing that you could do is some biz-op lie piece of crap being sold by somebody that's like, you know, it only takes 20 minutes a day, and it's no work, and I made millions from it, and you will too. Well, that ain't, you know, I said that's realistically going to get you the result. And realistically, that's not going to get you the result. Dream-wise, pitch-wise, promotion-wise, that's going to get you the result. But in reality, it's not going to get you the result. So it's realistically, what's the simplest thing you can do that's going to get you this result with a reasonable degree of certainty? Not absolute certainty. Don't exist. You're always going to have uncertainty. With a reasonable degree of certainty, what's the single thing you could do, or the couple things you could do, the simplest thing you could do to get that outcome? That's why you got to define the outcome. If you don't know the outcome, you don't know the simplest thing you can do to get the outcome. Now, you can make a list of things and put them in the order of simplicity. And then you try number one, and then if that doesn't work, you can go to number two, which is not as simple as number one, but it's simpler than number three. Then you try that. If that doesn't work, you go to number three. If that doesn't work, you go to number four. You don't start at number 10, which is the most complex, complicated thing you can do. You start with the simplest thing you could do to get that outcome. So let's say you want to make $6,000 a month. What's the simplest model you could follow that is a realistic chance of getting you to the $6,000 a month? Now, and you know, the inclination is going to be, well, the simplest thing to do is promote affiliate programs. Maybe it is. I don't know it's the simplest thing. Because I know a lot of people that promote affiliate programs, at the end of the day, they got $300 check in the mail or $150 check in the mail. So sometimes what on the surface is the simplest in reality. If that makes any sense. I hope I'm making sense here. And you're not going to know. You're going to say, well, Marlon, how do I know what the simplest thing is? You don't. You will never know with 100% certainty. And a lot of you are waiting around, reading, learning, trying to find the 100% certainty. Because you got to feel certain. You ain't never going to feel certain. Forget about it. Ain't ever going to feel certain. But you can get your outcome, create your list, put it in order of what is the simplest things you feel really have a good chance of getting that outcome, and just do them. Start with the simplest and do it. If it doesn't work, you go to number two, right? To me, the simplest way to get money is to have a product and to sell it online. I'm a big believer in productizing. Getting your ideas, getting them into products. Productize, teleseminars, webinars, videos like I'm doing here, ebooks, courses, coaching, seminars, workshops. Productize. Simplest way I know to get money. Why? Because it's not like a lot of those affiliate things. Yeah, that person probably did makes a million a year, or half million a year. But when you find the truth out about it, it ain't simple. Number one. And B, they're probably not teaching you the whole deal. They ain't really giving you the secrets. And so this is the great thing about selling products. Like, yeah, there are secrets, but this isn't rocket science. You find a group of people, you find out what it is they want to buy, and you sell it to them. By definition, well, Marlon, I've been trying to sell it to them, they ain't buying. What do I do? Well, by definition, if they aren't buying it, they didn't want to buy it, you weren't selling them what they wanted to buy. You find out what they want to buy, then you sell it to them. You give them a really, really good reason to buy it from you instead of somebody else. Simplest solution. Well, yeah, but Marlon, that's not sexy. That's not exciting. That's not new. That's not Web 2.0. Well, first of all, you can use Web 2.0. But, or whatever web, by the time you're listening, it may be Web 4.0. Who knows, right? But the thing is that a lot of those things where the big, huge amounts of money they don't tell you the whole story because it don't pitch well. The truth sometimes for those people, it don't pitch well because if you find out you've really got to do all these complex, complicated spreadsheets, formulas, and all of this other crap to do the AdWords and spend $25,000 a month to make what they're making, you know, that don't sell real well, so they probably don't want to tell you about that part because they're going to get refunds. Now, I'm not against affiliate models. Affiliate models are great, and there are people that do really well with them. I'm just saying, within your knowledge level, you know, you do what seems to fit you like a glove. Maybe affiliate stuff fits you like a glove. For me, product creation is it. I've kind of beaten a dead horse here, so I'm going to go on. But just let the simplest solution philosophy dominate your thinking. That's really my point here. Let it dominate your thinking, dominate your business, your life from this day forward. That's it. That's really what I have. Because a lot of you, the reason you feel overwhelmed, you're trying to do everything all at once. You're trying to learn it all. You know, and me too. I'm a learner. I'm a researcher. And in the old days of the internet, I could pretty much know about everything about internet marketing there was to learn. And ain't no more. You got PPC pay-per-click on Google, Yahoo, and MSN, and other networks. Plus, you got SEO, different for the different ones. Then you got your CPA, cost per action networks. Then you've got your banner advertising, which you like. I have a friend, Michael. That's all he basically specializes in is banners. He is like banner buying king. Perry Marshall, all he does is pay-per-click. There's like so much out there, you just can't know it all. So you got to know your outcome. You see, if you need 6,000 visitors a month or 10,000 visitors a month, you don't got to try to solve the 20,000 visitor a month problem. Because then it's not your problem, it's somebody else's problem. Your problem, only 10,000 visitors a month, you need a 10,000 visitor a month solution, not the 20,000 visitor a month solution. Some of you are like, well, I've been doing this and I'm not making rich yet, like, you know, so-and-so and so-and-so, house come, you know. Well, is that your outcome? You want to become filthy, stinking rich, or do you want to make the 5 or 10 million? I'll tell you right now, if you want to make $10 million, you're going to need an office. You're going to need about 10 employees in general for every $1 million you do. So if you're doing 10 million, that's 10 employees per every 100,000. Obviously, one employee for every 100,000, 10 per million. 10 times, so that's 100 employees to do that 10 million. Just in general, there are people that do it without it, but I'm just saying in general. So no, you're out. Don't go for the 10 million solution if your goal's a half million and net out 100,000. You don't need the 10 million solution if all you want to do is net out 100,000. See? You need a 200,000 solution with a 50% profit margin. Then the question becomes, how do I make the 200,000 and with a 50% profit margin? It's a whole lot different question than how do I make 10 million. And if your goal is to have 200,000 with a 50% net profit of 100,000, then do you need to be buying the course for the guy teaching how to do the 5 million? See? You could do 200,000 off of some products and a good back end, a couple front end products that do well, one or two, and you know, a good $500,000 back end. You can do 200 G's off of that. Affiliate marketing, you can do that off of some affiliate marketing. What's the outcome you want for this course? I can't guarantee you'll make money. I can't guarantee you'll 100% overcome your overwhelm. Can't guarantee your money back if after week two. I can guarantee, I'm sorry, I did that wrong. What I can guarantee is your money back if after week two it's not helping. Hopefully, I've already helped you. Hopefully, you know, I'm hoping I already opened your eyes. Did I? I'm hoping you've already, this is already like causing you to have some revelations. If not, when you do your Pomodoros, when you do your foghorns, and you see how easily you're distracted, how much time you're spending going to news sites, how you're getting on Twitter, which is nothing wrong with Twitter. Twitter's awesome. But if you're getting on there and you got no outcome, you don't know what your outcome is, then you got to think, okay, is this how what I want to do? Now, if you want to get on Twitter with no outcome, that's fine. Time box it. Say 30 minutes a day I'm time boxing for Twitter with no specific outcome. That's fine if you want to do that. It's better if you set an outcome. And then, because then if you set an outcome, then you can go back to see if you're achieving that outcome, if you're getting it. So you say, my outcome from Twitter is I want one joint venture in the next 30 days. 30 days from now, you can check up, did I get the joint venture? If you didn't, then maybe the time's not well invested, see? All right. We've made some progress. I'm hoping that you see we've made progress. You know, we've mad progress, man. You know, you would think I could type, wouldn't you? All right. We've made some progress. You know the cause of overwhelm. You know that we're going to be getting to the 11-minute solution. We're not there yet. It'll be coming in week three. Week three. Breakthrough week. Next week is great because next week we dump. I mean, next the next video, calling it next week, but some of you are just buying the video program, so for you it's the next video. The next video, which for those of you taking it live, is going to be next week. We're going to dump your to-do list. How awesome is that? We are going to have a to-do list tea party where you dump it. You dump all the to-dos. So, you know, the cause of your overwhelm, which is not having outcomes, and then multitasking, trying to do it all and learn it all, and I believe the root cause of most of this is the need for certainty, which you can never have. So you just keep buying, reading, studying, trying to get that certain. Now you can get clarity, but clarity is different than certainty.
you should have clarity by the time we're done with this. Certainty, no. Clarity, yeah. I want to get you clarity. So you have an overview of the 4 weeks now. You understand how to get outcomes for time segments. You know what foghorns are. You know to read the Pomodoro Method, which is going to open your mind. If you do that Pomodoro Method, you do the 25-minute time segments, 50-minute time segments, whatever works for you. It could be 10 if that's what works for you. All right. Here's what we've covered today. What a foghorn is. Why a foghorn is 10 times more productive than to-do lists. And if you, hopefully I covered that. You see, the to-do list can just be a whole bunch of stuff with no outcomes. Foghorns are going to be related to projects, which we talk about next week. We get rid of your to-do list. And then you got clear outcomes. You got crystal. When we do the project thing next week, you're going to understand even more how to have these crystal clear outcomes. Secret of getting things done using foghorns, how to never get distracted because you're going to work on buckets. Next week, we talk about buckets and we talk about projects. You're going to take your projects, stick your projects in buckets. You need to take your to-do list, divide it among all your, stick your to-do list into projects. And you're going to have buckets, but you ain't going to have to-do lists anymore. You're going to have projects, you're going to have buckets. Why failing to have clear outcomes causes problems. How to form crystal clear outcomes for everything you do. How do you do that? You really just ask, what do I want out of this? What's the result I want? You just get clear on it. Why not having clear outcomes cause you to run around in circles trying to find certainty like a hamster on a wheel? If you feel like you're running harder and harder and harder, get nowhere, that's the reason. Three items you must develop clear outcomes for and how to do this quickly, simply, and easily. Now, I don't think we talked about these three things that you've got to get clear outcomes for, so let's do that. All right. Three things you got to get your clear outcomes for. What you're going to sell, where you're going to sell it, who you're going to sell it to. These are three of the most crucial things in business. What are you going to sell? Who are you going to sell it to? Where are you going to reach them? How are you going to reach them? Critical questions, and we'll talk about this a little bit more when we get to projects. All right. I also think that having clear outcomes for your day and every day saying, what outcome do I want from today? What outcome do I want from this time segment? What outcome do I want from hopping on the internet here? What outcome do I want from going to this forum? What outcome do I want by going to CNN.com? What outcome do I want for buying this product or buying this ebook? What outcome do I want? Am I just reading for the sake of reading? That's fine. Time box it. How to develop clear outcomes for time segments, projects, promotions, and products. Like when you start a new product, you should know what outcome do you want by selling that product. How much money do you need from it? When you do a promotion, you should have an outcome for that promotion. Develop crystal clarity of what you're spending your time on and why. And I think this makes a big week. When you read that Pomodoro product, PomodoroTechnique.com, that's going to make a big impact just on your first week. We talked about secret time boxing, how it protects from distraction interruptions and ADD behavior, why internet marketers are particularly susceptible to ADD type behavior, common time thieves that plague internet marketers, going to forums, this news thing, you know, doing all this stuff without any clear outcomes. The only practical solution I found was just foghorns and time boxes. I want to do foghorns, which are for projects. Time boxes are for maintenance items, things you got to do routinely, or things that simply aren't projects. We've covered all of that. What I talked about today is not, quote, the cure. What we've talked about today, foghorns and time boxes, they do nothing to create a prioritized backlog list. It does nothing to make sure you're doing the right things. It does nothing to get you focused on the highest payoff activity. It does nothing to help you eliminate your to-do list. It does nothing to show you how to deal with uncertainty. It does not give you a process to deal with uncertainty. What it does do is make you aware of your distractions, and it teaches you to focus in four time segments, which is the start of sanity. Today was the start. Not the end, not the cure, not the solution. Today, the goal was to get you started. Here's your action I want you to take from today. Go here,
download it, read it, do it, live it. The next step is going to be the bucket concept. Why a list of to-dos only frustrates you, sorting your to-dos into buckets. Spread the word. MarlinsNews.com/overwhelm. If you have a friend that needs to hear this, what you just heard, send them there. Tell them to get it. If you have a business partner, a family member, someone you know, someone you talk to on Twitter, someone in a forum, someone you run into, tell them about this and spread the news. Spread the word. All right, my friend. This is really week one. Pomodoro technique, the kitchen timer, the Eugene Schwartz egg timer method. And today, it's just you're going to eliminate the distractions. And for the next week, I want you to do the Pomodoro technique. Test it out. Try it out. I think it's going to work for you. If nothing else, you're going to find out how easily you're distracted, what you're distracted on, how you're distracted, when you're distracted. I found out I'm distracted after 15 minutes. I can focus on something for 15 minutes. I almost always get distracted. So the 25-minute Foghorns Pomodoros work great for me. Now, you also want to go download what do you use the online stopwatch or download Cool Timer, or you could go search Google and find some other tool, whatever you want to do on that, or you can use an egg timer. There is no magic there. This is Marlon Sanders. I hope this has been eye-opening to you, useful and helpful. And I want to end with one thing, that what you've got to do in the big picture is you've got to simplify and know what your model is and have a simple model that you can actually follow and has a realistic chance of meeting whatever your financial and time and other outcomes are. Then you got to actionize and put that into action. And then you got to prioritize and productize. So when you actionize, that's we're going to do that next week. You're going to get your projects and get them in priority order. Then you're going to productize. Well, that could be promoting. It's promoting products and creating products. Promoting other people's products or creating your own. I really think you got to be a product creation machine, personally. You want to make money. You want to make this online deal happen to you. How many products have you created and promoted the daylights of? Honest to God. How many products have you created and then just promoted the living daylights out of them? How many times have you done that? If you haven't done it at least 10 times, it's not enough. And then after you do that, you profit. This is Marlon Sanders. This has been great. I hope it's been eye-opening to you. And I'm going to see you on the next video.